KRN News. I'm John Scott.
President Biden has defended the right of free speech, but says order must prevail on college campuses where pro-Palestinian protests are happening. The president says those protesters who promote anti-Semitism are un-American.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
The Associated Press has tallied more than 1,750 arrests at 32 schools. Some universities are meeting protesters' demands. In Minnesota, students will address the Board of Regents about divesting from Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, in remarks before heading into a Manhattan courtroom, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says he got out on the campaign trail yesterday in Michigan and Wisconsin.
We had tremendous rallies, sold out rallies. They were packed, and the enthusiasm's never been better. So that was a great thing, and it was nice to be able to campaign one day without being in this ridiculous show trial, Biden trial, I call it.
Meanwhile, prosecutors in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office requested $1,000 fines for each of four comments by Mr. Trump that they say the Arizona legislature has approved a repeal of a long dormant ban on nearly all abortions. The vote to undo the 19th century law will send the bill to Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. On Wall Street, the Dow had 140 points and the NASDAQ adding 118 points. This is SRN News. A new survey of tithing.
About 15% of Americans say they donate money to a church every week, according to the latest from the Public Religion Research Institute. 26% of the general public say they tithe once or twice a month or a few times per year. Amongst people who identify as Christian, about 1 in 4 give money to their church every week. Republicans tithe a lot more than Democrats, older people more than the young. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed two bills that would have curbed transgenderism. One measure would have barred males from using female bathrooms and locker rooms in public buildings. That would include university dormitories. The other bill would have specified that sex is determined at birth and that there are only two sexes and every individual is either male or female. This is SRN News. A tragedy averted. In Wisconsin, officials say a lockdown in police action may have headed off a school shooting. Here's more on the story from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Schools in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin were locked down Wednesday.
Police officers from the Mount Horeb Police Department responded to a report of an individual with a weapon outside the middle school.
State Attorney General Josh Call and sound from WKOW.
Police officers responded to that threat and they used deadly force.
Call did not say what type of weapon the suspect had or whether he'd fired it.
The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident. And the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
No word either on his age or which school he attended. However, Mount Horeb School District Superintendent Steve Salerno credited new safety precautions. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.